Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. We'll be hearing about a lot of Amy Coney Barrett's past cases. And given that she won't answer questions about current issues, the past cases are what we have to go on. So let's call in former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. And one of the cases that keeps coming up is a case called Cantor versus Barr. She was dissenting, and this was about the right of a felon to have gun rights restored. So tell us more about this case.
So Cantor had his gun ownership taken away from him after he was convicted of a nonviolent felony. It was mail fraud. And he argued that being convicted of a nonviolent felony shouldn't automatically disqualify someone from owning a gun.
And just to remind people what this is about, he had been selling therapeutic shoe inserts that were not approved and getting Medicare reimbursement for them.
Clearly a menace to society.
Yes.
Who should not be permitted
to own a
weapon.
At least to their feet, yes.
At least. So it was a three-judge panel, as usual, in the Court of Appeals. Two judges agreed with the Trump administration's arguments that this guy could not own a gun under federal or Wisconsin law because of his criminal conviction. Judge Barrett wrote a 37-page dissent laying out the history of gun rules for convicted criminals over the last couple of centuries, and wrote that, look, you know, while there's definitely a strong interest in protecting the public from gun violence, the government failed to show, as she put it, by either logic or data, that disarming Cantor substantially advances that interest. In other words, she said the Second Amendment is not, you know, a second-class right. When she referred to treating the Second Amendment as a second-class right, she was quoting from a 2010 opinion by Justice Samuel Alito that had extended gun rights, and it's a phrase that other conservatives, including Clarence Thomas, have used. So she appears to be in that group and thinking that the Second Amendment needs greater protection.
Well, she was saying that gun rights should be taken away based on dangerousness, not just on being labeled a felon, right?
It should not be a categorical reason to take away someone's right to possess a firearm. There should be some connection to public policy, like protecting people from gun violence. So if you're convicted of felony domestic violence, absolutely take the gun away. Mail fraud for, bad shoe inserts, not so much.
And also, they've been trying to figure out just how pro-life she is. And so have there been abortion cases before her lower court?
Well, there are two times since she's been a court of appeals judge that she has joined dissenting opinions, asking for decisions by her colleagues that had blocked laws enacted by abortion opponents to be thrown out and reheard by the full appeals court. So what we're talking about here is a panel of judges blocking a law that would make it harder for a minor to have an abortion without her parents being notified. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pro-life legislators passed this law making it harder for a minor to have an abortion without the parents being notified. Three-judge panel blocks it. Mm-hmm. And Judge Barrett votes to have the case reheard by the full court. So she wasn't on that panel. She was part of a larger group of judges in the circuit, Seventh Circuit, by the full court. And that suggests that she was sympathetic to the Indiana law in that case. She also was one of four judges who wanted the full court to weigh in on another Indiana law from 2018 requiring that funerals be held for fetal remains after an abortion or miscarriage, and also would have banned abortions because of the sex, race, or developmental disability of a fetus. Three-judge panel blocked all of those requirements. Judge Barrett comes in with other judges saying, no, let's rehear that decision en banc. In other words, all the judges in the Seventh Circuit. In that case actually went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They reinstated the fetal remains law. They did not reinstate the ban on abortions for race, sex, and developmental disabilities.
Former State Attorney General Rob McKenna. Rob.